Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
To another episode of Friend of a Friend. It's your host, Liv Perez. I can't believe it. It's already the week of Thanksgiving. I hope you all have an incredible Thanksgiving week, whatever you guys are doing. Maybe you're already traveling home. Maybe you're going back home to see family, doing Friendsgiving, which I love. I actually did a Friendsgiving with a big group of my friends last week. It was so much fun and so amazing. If you are not someone who's in the tradition of doing Friendsgiving, I highly recommend it because while I love, you know, being at my mom's and with my big extended family for Thanksgiving, I love being able to be with my chosen family at some point and celebrate and honor those relationships too. And it's always a good time. You know, like when you get together with friends, it's totally different than that family setting. So I love doing it every year and it just feels like a really special time to get together. So if you're able to do a Friendsgiving next year, definitely do it. Do it potluck style. It's fun to see what everybody brings. And it's just a nice tradition to have with your friends. I am not spending Thanksgiving this year with my family, which is, I think, maybe I've spent one Thanksgiving away from my family in my entire life. So this is now my second time. It feels crazy because Thanksgiving is definitely my mom's holiday. She loves Thanksgiving. I have 4 sisters, in case you guys don't know, and lots of nieces and nephews. And Alex, my fiance, has 3 sisters. So we have a giant family, lots of kids, lots of people. Last year's Thanksgiving was actually so much fun because Alex and I had gotten engaged 2 days before. We flew home and I had no idea, of course, but our Thanksgiving ended up being this like huge family celebration and it was so much fun. So I love Thanksgiving, special place in my heart now, especially after last year. And I'm sad to be missing it with my family this year, but one of my best friends is actually getting married in Paris. I'm so excited for him and his fiance. It's going to be a beautiful week. So I am about to be across the pond for the week. I feel so lucky that I've been able to go to Europe twice this year. Before this year, I hadn't been in like 5-6 years because of COVID and I had moved back to LA and Europe just felt so far for me. So I feel very spoiled this year. I've gotten to go twice. I was there in August and I get to go back again. I'm so excited about the trip. Alex and I are actually getting married in Europe next year. So it's a good excuse for us to, you know, go back there again, do some wedding planning, celebrate the wedding of one of our best friends, and just have a fun week. I did post on Instagram if anybody listening right now has any good Paris recs for me. I feel like I used to go all the time and have all the best recommendations. But now that I've been going back more often, I've noticed that a lot of my recs are closed or they're not there anymore. So I need a new list. If you have any restaurants, shopping experiences, especially like museums, cool things to do, whatever it is, let me know. It's actually the first time I'm going to be in Paris with Alex. So if there's anything you guys recommend that we do together, please let me know. I'd love to add it to my list and have a really great week. So that's where I'll be. Thanksgiving's got to be my favorite holiday. It always was when I was a kid. So I'm really looking forward to the week, even though it looks a little bit different this year. On the note of Thanksgiving, of course, we have to talk about every fashion lover's craziest holiday and craziest week of the year. And by the way, not even a fashion lover, just a shopping lover. If you're someone who loves to buy things, this week feels like the Super Bowl. Because as we all know, right after Thanksgiving is Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And I feel like every year I get people calling or texting me saying, Liv, it's like the craziest weekend of the year. Like, what should I buy? What should I be investing in right now? Like, what should I be doing? And so this year I decided to do, and also by the recommendation of my amazing producer, Christiana, she was like, you have to do a Black Friday episode guide. So here we are. I'm here to hopefully make it a little bit clearer for you guys. I'm going to be giving you guys a few things. One, a little bit of history on Black Friday because it's super interesting. Some tips on how to make it through, how to actually, you know, get the thing without it selling out, how to shop right, because there's definitely a way to be efficient here where you're not getting stuck in an hour-long line. You don't have to wake up at 6 a.m. You're missing the sale, or you're just not buying random things that you really don't need. And then, of course, I'm going to share with you guys a few of my favorite places to shop on Black Friday, places that I know are doing really great sales, places that I know have like a diversity of really cool things, and also my case for shopping online versus shopping in person. Lots to cover in this episode, and I hope it's helpful for the week that we're about to embark on. So to begin, a little bit of history on Black Friday. Black Friday actually started in America in the 1930s. It's now a global phenomenon, but it started in America and it actually started at Macy's. If you are a big Thanksgiving fan like I am, one of my favorite Thanksgiving traditions is actually waking up in the morning, staying in my PJs, probably going in the kitchen and stealing one of the things that my mom's made that I shouldn't be eating at like 8 o'clock in the morning. Usually it's like a banana cream pie or something, obviously a dessert. Eating it for breakfast and watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I am such a fan of the parade. I don't know why. It just tugs at my heartstrings. It reminds me of being a kid and waking up in my childhood home and watching it with all my siblings. So I still do it to this day. I don't know if I'm going to miss it this year. I hope I don't. Maybe I'll watch it on my phone or something. But I love watching. As you guys know, I lived in New York for 10 years. So again, tugs at the heartstrings. I never actually got to go and watch it in real life because, of course, when I was in college in New York, I would fly home for Thanksgiving. But it's a bucket list item for me. Like, it's a bucket list item to meet someone in my life who lives along the path of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, be invited into their home and be able to sit and like dangle outside of their like amazing townhouse window and watch all the floats go by. I feel like that's going to be really hard to accomplish, but it's on my bucket list. I have to do it. Again, it's one of those things that I just need to do. It has to happen. And by the way, I'll forgo Thanksgiving with my family for this experience. Like, I just have to do it once, you know? But so again, I love the Macy's Day Parade. I love all the performances. The floats are so much fun. And it just feels like the New York Marathon to me. It's one of those moments all the New Yorkers get together. Everyone's so excited. There's like that feeling in the air of camaraderie and being a New Yorker and celebrating the holidays. And so I'm a big Macy's Day Parade girl. So it actually started in the 30s after Macy's realized that they were cashing in big time after the Thanksgiving Day Parade. But it actually wasn't, you know, made a thing. Like Black Friday wasn't actually coined the term until the 80s. As you guys know, Black Friday traditionally marks the start of the Christmas holiday shopping season. There are obviously so many discounts, ton of promos. So Black Friday is like, okay, we're here. It's the holidays. We're going full swing. As I was researching this, I actually found out something super interesting on Wikipedia, that Thanksgiving actually used to be the last Thursday in November. But in 1939, President Roosevelt actually issued a presidential proclamation proclaiming that Thanksgiving was to be the fourth Thursday in November rather than the last, so that they could lengthen the Christmas shopping season. Crazy. That's how impactful it is that the president actually had to change the date of a holiday. Anyways, as you guys know, it has become one of the craziest holidays. I feel like we've all seen those like insane images online of people running through the stores, lines through 6 a.m. And while I'm a Cyber Monday girl, I'm sure so many of you have Black Friday traditions. It feels like it's become truly a holiday in and of itself.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
While we're on the topic of the holidays, a note from one of our sponsors that I am so excited to be baking, even though I won't be at the Thanksgiving table this year. I'm going to be baking this all holiday season because it's become one of my go-tos, one of my favorite things to have in my pantry. It's called Stellar Eats. I think I have literally every single one of their baking mixes in my pantry right now. That's how much I love them. For those of you who haven't tried Stellar Eats before, it's an incredible female-founded company that makes grain-free baking mixes made of 8 or less real ingredients like almond, coconuts, and dates. They make mixes like carrot cake, banana bread, my personal favorite, and coffee cake that are also gluten-free, paleo-friendly, and naturally sweetened with coconut and date sugars. What I love most about it, as someone who was gluten-free for a really long time, but I loved the taste and texture. Stellar Eats really tastes just like that traditional, conventional treat. It really doesn't feel like you're missing out on much, gotta be honest. The brand was started by 3 women who were really frustrated with diet culture and how healthy eating is made all about how you look and not about how you feel or how good the food tastes. So cheers to them for making something that makes me feel good and taste really good. And I really love their mission. They are definitely on the way to changing the way that wellness brands speak to people like us about eating well. If you're going to a Thanksgiving this season and you need something that's gluten-free, paleo-friendly, naturally sweetened, I highly, highly, highly recommend making the carrot cake. It has that autumnal flavor to it that is so perfect for a Thanksgiving table or any kind of holiday dinner that you're attending. So I recommend trying that. Visit StellarEats.com and use my code FRIEND at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's StellarEats.com and use code FRIEND for 20% off your first order. And also, if you live near a Whole Foods, stop by while you are getting all of your groceries to cook for the holidays. Stellar Eats is also available at Whole Foods stores nationwide. And while we're on the topic of shopping, if you're shopping for something extra shiny this holiday season, did you know that you can really tell the difference between a laboratory-grown diamond and a natural diamond? Laboratory-grown diamonds are mass-produced in factories in just a few weeks and are easily detected due to their distinct patterns. You can definitely tell the difference. On the other hand, natural diamonds are over a billion years old and support the livelihoods of over 10 million people worldwide. The positive impact of natural diamonds is widespread, and around 80% of the value of every rough diamond remains in local communities and supports infrastructure, healthcare, education, and environmental protection. Over the past 20 years, the diamond industry has undergone significant positive transformation. To learn more about these stringent ethical standards, commitment to sustainability, and progress of the modern diamond mining industry, visit naturaldiamonds.com/thank you. So the next time that you're thinking of celebrating a special moment in your life, especially around the holidays, remember that your natural diamond also protects vulnerable wildlife species and brings prosperity to many less fortunate communities around the world. For more information, visit naturaldiamonds.com. Okay, now for the meat of this conversation, my best tips for this absolute mayhem of a week. If you're like me, I'm sure your inboxes are one inundated with sale emails. It's very tempting, and you're probably getting promos for Black Friday and Cyber Monday everywhere you look. Literally, I think I'm getting one once a minute. With that much marketing, I'm sure it can be very tempting to go rogue. Do not go rogue. First things first, I like to save Black Friday and Cyber Monday for that one piece that I've been thinking about for months that I've been on the fence about investing in. We can use my item that I'm definitely going to invest in on this Black Friday as an example. I have been wanting the Canon G7X for a really long time now. And yes, probably so many of you are saying, Olivia, buy the camera, it's your job, whatever. Okay, but still, if I know Black Friday is around the corner, I'm probably going to wait to get the deal. So make sure it's a buy that you've been thinking about for a long time or something that you need. I'm a big believer in not random shopping, perusing the internet on Black Friday. I feel like it's a really slippery slope. it's a really easy way to overspend because all of a sudden you're like, look at all these deals. And the next thing you know, you've spent $1,000 and you think you got a deal, which, by the way, you probably did. But was that necessary? You probably could have saved it for something you really wanted. So again, don't random shop. Think about the things that you've been needing or wanting. Maybe it's a household item. I have a lot of friends who love to buy those like big ticket household items on Black Friday. They wait the whole year to buy them. New sheets, a new Dyson, a new hair dryer, new kitchen utensils, whatever it is. Maybe you need a new microwave. All those big things in your mind, think about it now. Do you need those things? And is now the good time to spend the money on them? Probably, because in my opinion, the places that are giving the best deals, Amazon, Best Buy, Target, Walmart, they crush it in terms of Black Friday deals. So if you're in need of those things, make a note now. Those are the things you're going to invest in for the week. I also am obsessed with that Safari or Chrome extension, Honey. It tells you when or where you're getting the best deal and has given me so many discounts, it's actually really scary. You can go on Safari, whatever browser you use, get the Honey extension, and it will pop up on the side as you're shopping things and tell you, one, if you're getting the best deal, where to actually get the best deal, and it shows you all the money you saved by using Honey. Strangely addictive. Definitely install that before Black Friday because it is so helpful. Another really good tip, if you are someone that's looking for something specific, if there is a certain brand that you are looking at that you love and you want to buy from, make sure that you set up notifications for either that specific item or that brand as a whole. So good example, I love Aritzia. I'm a big Aritzia shopper. I have notifications on for when their Black Friday sale is going to run. So I'm going to get an email right away. Say, for example, you want a gorgeous pair of Saint Laurent slingbacks. I would say go on Net-a-Porter right now and set an alert for the Net-a-Porter sale so that you know you can get on there and see if those are available at a discount. Well, I know the email correspondence and the sale emails are so annoying. You can actually use them to your benefit here to set you up for really big success over the holiday season. A thing that I like to do, especially with these websites that I know are being heavily frequented, I like to go on their website and build my cart already before Black Friday. So like the Thursday night before, I'll put all the things that I want in my cart. And when it's midnight or if I'm getting up early the next day, I will refresh my cart, make sure nothing's sold out, and just click checkout. So I'm not like scrolling on the day where traffic is heavy. I'm probably, you know, missing out on a lot of the items that I wanted. They're already in my cart, ready to go, and I can hit checkout. That's a good little secret. Definitely try that and you'll be able to get a lot of the items you want, especially on these websites that are going to experience a lot of traffic. And that's kind of the cheat sheet. You know, if you're going in person, you don't get the opportunity to do that. Going in person, you usually have like a dedicated time. They allow you to be in the store, or the line's really crazy. The line to check out is even worse. So that's why I say doing it online, you do really get an advantage and a benefit over people who are going in store. My next one is a big one. And I think actually my sister and I messed up on this big time last year when we were Black Friday shopping. Make sure you look at the return policy. We got something last year and thought we'd be able to return it if we didn't like it. And a lot of companies these days change their specific return policy on Black Friday. So whatever websites you are planning on shopping, make sure you go and look at the specific Black Friday return policy. Because it's at a discount, because it's on sale, you know how brands love to change that language. This sale item is final sale. And you know they make it in the tiniest font under the tiniest thing that you're never going to see. So they totally get you. So make sure that whatever you're buying, you see the exact return policy for that item in case it doesn't work out. Maybe you get the wrong microwave for your house. Maybe the Dyson you get is not the one that you wanted. You want to be able to exchange it or return it. Again, big believer in making sure that Black Friday are those purchases that are meaningful. So you want to make sure that if something is messed up, you can change it. And my last tip for really like squeezing the juice out of Black Friday sales, go to the online actual sale section of whatever you're shopping, because not only is it going to be Black Friday discounted, but it's going to be on sale and then usually Black Friday discounted. So that's actually where I like to go first when I'm Black Friday, Cyber Monday shopping, to see if there's anything that I need in that section that is going to be double discounted. And if you are going to be rogue random shopping, the only place that I would recommend that you would do that would be the sale section, because you're going to be getting things at the most discounted price. That's the fun section. Like that's where you can kind of just mess around and be like, okay, look, these pants were $100 and now they're $20. Okay, cool, whatever. But that's really where I would recommend having the most fun. In case you guys haven't noticed, I'm a big online shopper based on all of these tips. I have never been out in the world on Black Friday because I'm simply terrified to get stuck in lines and be in the store and have to like wait my turn to shop. However, I do totally get that it's tradition for a lot of people and you go with your families and you go with your friends. So not trying to knock that. It's just not for me. So I'm always going to advocate for shopping online. You can do it from the peace of your home and you're more likely to find the thing that you want because I find that in store, usually they don't have the stock that I want or the item that I want. And sure, we can say, Olivia, but what about trying things on, making sure they fit, etc.? This is why I say, like, don't random shop. Because if you're just buying random things, you don't know what your sizes are in those brands. That's when you're more likely to have to return something or it's not going to fit. When I'm shopping Black Friday, again, I'm shopping for those big ticket items that I know that I need that usually don't require my sizing. Or I'm shopping for a luxury purchase that I've been wanting for a long time and I usually know my size in that brand. Or I'm shopping at the websites that I'm constantly shopping at so I know my size. And we're going to get into that. So for all my fashion people out there who look at Black Friday and Cyber Monday and are like, where do I start? This feels so overwhelming. I hope that you guys take those tips into account. Make a plan, prepare, use the Honey extension to make sure you're getting the best deal. Know your return policy. Set up those notifications for items and sales that you don't want to miss. And make sure you're hitting that online sale section for that extra discount.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
But first, while we're talking about online websites that I love to shop at, a quick word from one of our sponsors. If you guys haven't shopped Vestiaire Collective yet, it is one of my favorite places to buy and sell pre-owned, authenticated designer items. I have gotten so many good pieces from them recently. Actually, a coat that I'll be wearing all winter and fall is a Caperni leather trench coat that I got from Vestiaire Collective and is truly one of my favorite additions to my closet. Not only did it come in perfect condition, but it also came sustainably wrapped. It's the best place to buy and sell authenticated pre-owned designer fashion from high-end designers to vintage treasures. It has a really curated assortment and you can shop some of the world's best closet. If you're a buyer, it's honestly amazing because you can actually go on there and like items to get price updates, set alerts for search, and even make an offer for a better price. This is one of my favorite features because if there's a piece that I see on there that is too high of a price in the moment, I'll usually get an email maybe once or twice in the week with a different offer or a better price. The holidays are also a great time to sell and earn that extra cash, and Vestiaire Collective is one of the best places to sell. They offer the lowest selling fee of any other resale site, and they only take 12%. For every item you sell, you keep over 85% of the sale. So download the app. You'll get 15% off your first app order up to $150 with the code VCFRIEND. Again, download the app. That's Vestiaire Collective, V-E-S-T-I-A-I-R-E Collective, and get 15% off your first order using the code VCFRIEND. That means you can get like an amazing sweater and get 15% off. It's amazing. Check it out. Again, that's Vestiaire Collective on the App Store. And of course, if you're looking for amazing shoes this winter season, maybe you're looking for rich leathers and suedes to wear to the office every day. Maybe you're in snowy cold weather and you're looking for weather-ready boots for any occasion or even performance sneakers to keep you moving through the holidays, getting to the gym. You guys know how much I love Vionic and they'll be having a Black Friday sale as well. What I love most is I know when I'm wearing their shoes, I am taking care of myself and taking care of my body. They have an exclusive VioMotion technology that really sets them apart from any other brand. They actually began by revolutionizing medical orthotics, but today they continue to use that science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day. I've been living in two pairs of shoes from them recently. I've been traveling a lot, so I've been walking in their Walk Strider sneaker. They're a performance sneaker, and they just make me feel so good. I can travel all day and not feel tired. for around the house. I've been wearing their Sakura mule slipper a lot. I feel like with slippers, you can really feel the ground and they're low to the ground. But I love these because they have grips, they're supportive, and the actual slipper part is so cozy. It feels like you're just in a big, giant blanket. It feels like a cozy sweater, honestly. So I love all of their styles. The best part, they offer a 30-day guarantee. You can wear them, love them, or return them for a full refund within 30 days. So there's no reason to not try and fall in love with your new favorite shoe. Use my code FRIEND15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.bionicshoes.com when you log into your account. That code works for one-time use only, so make sure you go check it out. Bionic shoes, they are wearable well-being for your feet. So I mentioned two things that I love to do during Black Friday. Obviously, going for that investment piece like a Canon G7X or getting those like big household items that I have been looking for and needing for a really long time and want to get the best deal on. There's a whole other third category that I think is crucial that every fashion lover takes advantage of during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And those are closet essentials. Things like leading up to Black Friday, I like to make a list. What are items in my closet that I need that I like usually buy in bulk that I know I can get a good deal on during this week? Really good idea, Skims. I like to go and buy, obviously, if I can find them in stock, but I like to go do a giant Skims order on Black Friday. One, I know I'm going to get a good deal. But two, I'm stocking up for a couple months on pieces that I know are things that I often need to switch out. Another good example, if you're an UGG lover, I wear UGGs around my house all day, every day. And I find the need to constantly refresh those like once a year because, you know, you love a fresh pair and they feel good. Your perfect white tee. I get mine from Shop RLT, but I love the ones from Levi's. And I also love the ones from Skims too. While we're talking about Levi's, also getting maybe that new pair of jeans that you need if you feel like yours are, you know, a couple years old and you need to re-up. Another one of those brands that's so great at Black Friday sale. They're already doing a sale too. You can get two pairs of jeans for 30% off right now. These are the items off the bat that I think everybody needs to pay attention to for Black Friday. Okay, what are the things in your closet that need to be re-upped? Again, Skims, Uggs, Levi's, the white tee, maybe a new pair of sneakers that you wear every day. That's kind of where my world's at if I'm not on top of looking for those big ticket items. And in general, I find that it's websites like those that are giving the best deal. A few other websites that I frequently visit around the Black Friday time that I know do amazing sales. I love Aloe. It's one of my favorite brands. So much of my closet is Aloe, not just for workout clothes, but for loungewear. I wear a lot of their pieces for travel. Actually, one of my favorite pieces that I've been wearing nonstop is a pair of pants from them. They're so soft, but they actually look like work pants. And Aloe actually already started their Black Friday sale. They're already at 30% off leading up to Black Friday. And I'm sure the Black Friday sale is also going to be amazing. Reformation, of course, one of my go-tos. I get so many closet essentials from there that I wear for years to come. Mango does an amazing sale. J. Crew does an amazing sale. These are all brands that, in my mind, have been my go-to for Black Friday for years now because they do a great sale. Usually, we're talking about something between 40 to 60% off. So that's why I say, think about those brands that carry, you know, those items that you need for your everyday life, the basics, the things that get us through our everyday in our closets, and use Black Friday as an opportunity to re-up on those items. One of my last tips for mastering Black Friday, and this is something I have been doing for years now. I'm so glad that I get my shit together in order to do it. If you have a big family and you guys celebrate Christmas and you exchange gifts, whether it's a small gift, a big gift, a stocking stuffer, whatever it is, ask your family right now, your family and friends, whoever you're gifting, ask them right now. It's Monday, so you have 4 days to get this together before Black Friday. Ask them what they want for Christmas and buy it on Black Friday. I do this every year, especially for stocking stuffers. Maybe it's something small on Amazon or something through Sephora, like a really great beauty product, whatever it is. Get ahead of this for the holidays and buy your stocking stuffers on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I'm someone who has four sisters on one side, three sisters on the other, a mom on one side, my mom. So I've got like 10 women that I'm shopping for when it comes to the holidays. So this is my biggest tip. And I have friends on top of that. So biggest tip to save money, save time, make sure you're getting those really cute things. Of course, in the next few weeks, I will be dropping a gift guide. So in case you are lost in the world right now on what to get for the holidays, I'll be doing an episode on my favorite gifts for the holiday coming up soon. Excited to share that. But before that drops, make sure that you're getting those really cute stocking stuffers to save money for the holidays. Also, if you are looking for some inspiration on what to shop, you can check out my video on Dear Media's Instagram right now where I share my top favorite things that I'll be splurging on during Black Friday and Cyber Monday. I mentioned a few of them in here, but there are some that are great in there in case you're looking for some inspiration. So lots of tips to get through this absolutely crazy weekend. I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving and a very happy shopping weekend. I hope that all of your pursuits are successful, whether you're in person or online, and that all of these tips and places to go were helpful. Have an amazing holiday week, everybody. I can't wait to share some updates from Paris. If you don't follow me on Instagram, go follow me. I'm at Liv Perez with two Vs. And I'll see you next week for our new episode next Monday. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Friend of a Friend. Before you go, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at tiermedia.com. And for more behind the scenes of the show, visit us at friendofafriend.us and follow me at Liv Perez on Instagram. Don't forget the two Vs. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.